sometimes when we come for, let's say, meditation, yeah, or SGC, then it doesn't seem apparent, the connection. It seems like, okay, I just sit low. And then, oh, cannot move. And then you open your eyes, and then look around, hey, nobody's seeing. Hey, Shifu, close eyes already. Yeah. Or you open your eyes, then Shifu is still look at you, then and you, oh. So sometimes we may walk away thinking that, oh, so meditation is simply about trying your best to keep still and hoping that Sifu has closed the eyes and then you can move as you want. Yeah. The number one thing is, there's nothing wrong with moving. We're not trying to make you mannequin. We're not trying to make you statues. There are easier ways to make you statues. Yeah. All I have to do is walk towards you, take this mug and just smash your head. Then you'll just... and you will not move. Possibly ever. But that's not what we want to do, isn't it? I mean, that'll be murder. So then why do we do all that? And what is the link with what Howie just asked? Yeah. So the thing, the simple link here is this. When we sit, sometimes it's not so comfortable, sometimes it's quite comfortable. And when you are not feeling so comfortable, we would say, try not to move immediately. And this is the simple start of the training, mental training. It's not a physical training really. Yeah, it's the mental training to learn to face discomfort at a very primary level. To be able to face it and not be led by it, not be controlled by it, but to be able to still decide even when you are faced with discomfort. It's as simple as that. Because if each time you feel discomfort and you must move, then that, what does it mean? It means that we are behaving like the light, behaving like the aircon. If you control the aircon, ding, 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 then it becomes hotter. Ding, 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 becomes colder, as I've mentioned in meditation class many times. Yeah? When we meditate, we don't need meditation to do that. Right? You look at small kids. Yeah? You want them to be happy, you give them what they want. You want them to cry, you give them what they want, then you take it away. immediately cry. If you never ever give it to them and they never ever see it before, they will not cry also. Funny, y'all. So when we come to Buddhism, yeah, come for meditation or Buddhist classes, is to learn this very crucial part of the mental development, that we can still make a decision, that we have the ability to decide, even when it is so compelling, even when you feel the urge to move, even when you feel the urge to do this or to do that, even as simple as to just shift, open your eyes. I mean, when we all first started meditation, you know, even 5 minutes, after a few seconds, like, oh, don't feel easy, you know, like, not that you are feeling pain, you know, but for most first-time beginner, you just feel like, oh no, you know, just look around and see what's going on. And especially when there's a sound. Yeah, suddenly someone open the door. You know, our natural reflex to just turn around. Again, nothing wrong with turning around. Like if you meditate halfway and you hear this sound, okay, doesn't sound real. But if you hear a roar, shouldn't you turn around and check whether there's really a lion or tiger or a dog or something, you know? Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with checking. But it's to be able to decide when to check. Because many times we lose this decision, we lose this ability, such that any time at work, in school, with our friends, our family, any time someone do something that is disagreeable to us, then we only have one choice. In fact, no choice. We must retaliate. Any time something unpleasant happens, then we must fight back. But we don't need to learn that. We already know that. Yeah, and look what that has brought us so far. It doesn't bring us peace. It brings us more agitation in the mind. So, is it possible that when we feel an urge to do something, we have a certain emotion arise? Emotions usually compel us to do this or to do that. Sometimes it compels us not to do it. Yeah. Sometimes it compels us to do something. Sometimes it compels us not to do something. Yeah. Like, let's say, when you are unhappy with someone, yeah, and that someone asks you to do something, then you don't want to. What you want? Yeah. I mean, human beings, we are very strange people, you know? Yeah. That's why with automation, efficiency goes up. Because machines, as long as you fill in all the fields in the form, they will process and give you the answer that you need. Yeah. Human beings, today you submit, the person is in good mood, okay. Don't go off. You'll be ready in a while. Tomorrow, bad mood, another person come, fill in the same thing, come back in 3 weeks' time. Why 3 weeks? I thought it's 3 days. Chinese New Year. Yeah. But it's not easy. I don't say it's easy. I say it's possible. Possible not in the sense of luck. Huh? Possible in the sense that as long as you put in effort, you can gradually build up this ability. That you can, we, not just you, but all of us, can build up this resilience, yeah, the ability to overcome our emotions and urges, yeah, or what some people would call the primal urges, if you will, okay, yeah. But important thing is consistent effort. Oh. For some people, it's as simple as this one statement. Yes. We can have this feeling, we can have that feeling, but we don't have to act upon it. Because sometimes we really feel frustrated. Right? How many wives feel like killing their husband? As long as you don't act upon it, it's okay. Right? How many people feel so frustrated with the customer or the boss, you feel like slapping your boss? As long as you don't slap your boss, it's okay. I mean, you're not enlightened yet, right? So you cannot help it if you occasionally have this thought, you want to slap someone, right? Yeah? Just don't act upon it. And as long as you don't act upon it, it stays that way for a while. But don't just continue to entertain such thoughts. Because if you keep entertaining, I want to slap my boss. And Sifu say, as long as you don't slap, it's okay. I just keep on thinking, I want to slap him. Then one day you might just slap, you know. Yeah, so part of it is not acting upon it. The other part is not entertaining the thoughts. It's one thing that the thoughts spuriously just arise. It's another thing that after it arises, you still entertain it. Yeah, ruminate over it. Ting, 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 ting. Ah. Okay? Yeah. So for now, the exercise is go and observe all this. Yeah, and for those who are more familiar, you can observe, check your intent, yeah, before you act. And for everybody, whenever there's some emotions and then maybe an urge, yeah, know that there's a distinction between having the emotion or urge versus acting upon it. That we don't have to always act upon it. Take back that freedom. All right?